Welcome to Intrepid Scoundrels, an actual play podcast of the Scum and Villainy RPG. I'm Jason, and I'll be your GM.
I'm John, and I'm playing Ezequiel De La Cruz, a rough-and-tumble scoundrel.
I'm Mark, playing Duncan Brell, your ship's mechanic.
I'm Scott. I'm playing Brylan Chencott, also called Bry or BC at Grizzled Stitch.
I'm John R. I'm playing Wyndham Whoosh Woo, the ace pilot of the Intrepid.
I'm Tim, and I'm playing Rail Card, the human mystic with a dark and mysterious past.
I'm Ron, and I'm playing Jenksus Biogeny, a down-on-his-luck mayor and the group's muscle.
And now, on to the episode. And welcome to the episode, everyone. When last we left our intrepid scoundrels, they had just finished stealing a data chip from former General Hasso Karleve from his space yacht, the Golden Sun. And after beating up a number of his droids and sneaking their way through the back passageways of a ship, found him, I guess, threatened him to within an inch of his life, and then got the information that they were looking for on the secret Imperial stash somewhere else. Yes.
Not mustache.
Okay.
No. It's a cash.
It was a cash or a stash.
A stash of cash.
There was no cash, they said.
Well, I guess you're going to find out once you go there.
Whoa. But, go there. We need experience first, Jason.
Well, hold on. Yes. Then I was going to say that you traveled to sort of a space station, the Surya space station, kind of in between the two points, mm-hmm. And to sort of maybe fuel the ship up, and relax maybe a little bit, get some downtime in, and get your XP. So something I just had to thank you for reminding me that you all should be getting some XP from the previous job. So go ahead and take another 3 XP. Now you can spend this on your playbook or any one of your 3 attributes, insight, prowess, resolve.
Dun, dun, dun.
And we're trying to fill them before something happens?
You fill them up. Uh-huh. If you fill up the playbook bar, you then get a new ability, playbook ability.
Okay.
If you fill up one of your attributes, you get a dot in one of the related skills, and then you clear out the bar again.
Okay.
So, yeah. You can get more XP through downtime, which we will actually have time to do. And if you remember, though, John, that you were met by an Rhodian compatriot of yours here on this space station bar, on the bar of one of the space station, who said basically, Ezequiel De La Cruz, if I live and breathe, I didn't expect to see your ugly mug again. And now it sounds all like he's from the Mid-Atlantic. And so basically, you know, that's sort of where we left it. Zeke, what you've got here is sort of a complication that has arisen. Y'all can take your downtime activities as normal, but we're also going to have to deal with this and whether or not this is going to lead to your next job or not.
Okay.
So basically, you know that this Rhodian, whose name is Nox Threska, by the way, and you know, I put an extra R in there just now, apparently. So be it. Change the canon. You know that he's, you know, he works for the syndicate. Actually, you know, I don't think we ever fully named the organization that you worked for previously. Are you okay with naming that now?
Oh, well, you know, we don't talk about that much, but yeah, it was a conglomerate of initially it was very disorganized crime, and then yeah, it wasn't an Erodian group. I actually don't know where they were from. But we called the place, that the head of it was called the Citadel. And it was really just kind of this makeshift mansion place. But the head was supposed to be in this place. And so we just referred to it as the Citadel.
Okay, great. So, yeah, he's a sort of former compatriot of yours from the Citadel, who you left in sort of maybe not great terms, not necessarily the worst terms, but, you know, you may owe them some money.
I may do that. I may have absconded with something of value and then maybe lost it somewhere else, let's say.
Let's say, indeed. He's not harassing you like, you know, you meet him at the bar. He says, look at you. You're like, you know, he knows, he basically, you know, that he knows that you're on this space station. And he made sure to that you knew it. And then he kind of just sort of like, I'll be seeing you, and wandered off. So.
All right. Okay. Well, that's not a good sight.
Is that going to be trouble?
Well, not immediately, but once word gets back, there's going to be some folks looking for me.
When is it not trouble?
When are they not looking for you?
Does this mean we ought to be heading out sooner rather than later? What do you think? Ezekiel, what's the problem?
Well, so the issue is that there's kind of a price on my head with this group that I used to be affiliated with, referred to them as the Citadel. So it turns out that I was on this job, and you know, the kind of thing that you're supposed to transport, you're not supposed to look, and well, we looked. And the thing we were transporting was a person.
Mm.
And I knew what was going to happen to this person if they made it to their destination. So just set them off, had them disappear.
Let them go, huh?
And that's lost money to the Citadel, and they're coming after me to take it out of my hide.
Huh. Well, I'll stand with you. That was the right thing to do.
Yeah, it's you know, life is tough, but there are certain lines you don't cross.
Yep, agreed.
Yeah, okay.
Especially when it comes to prospective voters. You want to make sure you've got all of those in your, you know, on your side.
Yes.
I say that as a small town mayor professionally. That's
But they're not real close here. You know, it's probably a couple dozen parsecs for really the closest squad that could make it out here. So we got some time, but now word's going to travel fast.
Okay.
We don't intend to be here for long, right, team? We got to head to this cache before that Imperial General maybe sends somebody else in the same direction.
True. Yeah,
agreed.
Yeah, they need to blow off some steam around.
Indeed, the Intrepid which requires a little bit of refueling time, maybe a little bit of, you know, minor repairs, polishing up the ship a little bit here. And that's what you're here at the station to do, sort of consider, thought it being sort of neutral ground, figured it would be safe to stop here and it being sort of midway. So what this amounts to, though, is you have, you know, for the game to really sort of chug along, you need to take your downtime activities.
Okay.
And you get two of them. You can pay cred for extra downtime activities. And so, you know, Ron, you haven't done this yet. So maybe we'll sort of explain this to you as well from the get-go, re-explain it to for the listeners. You can go first, let's say. How does that sound?
Sounds
great. Right on the spot. Okay.
No, sounds great.
There are a number of things you can do. As a downtime activity, you can attempt to acquire an asset, and that is something that you will get sort of a special item or a service that'll help you on the next job. Sort of temporary equipment. You can attempt to craft something from. You have to have the schematics for it, basically. And the way you might get the schematics, you might try to invent something as a long term project. So another thing you might do is a long term project that could be studying something too, as well as just getting information. Both of those sort of operate on the same deal, where you're just trying to fill up a clock. That you can do them over multiple downtime activities, etc. You can indulge your vice if you need to clear any stress. You can also lay low for the group, reduce the heat that the crew has in the Outer Rims. I probably should note you gained a small chunk of heat from that last job. being that you, you know, accosted a former Imperial general. You can recover if you have any harm and want to get rid of that. You can repair the spaceship if it needed any big repairs. And you can train, which is a way to get more XP.
Hmm. All righty. Well, I have some stress, but not too much. So maybe that's less of a worry for me. I do have some harm. I got a level 2 harm shot in the chest that I probably want to do something about.
You should do something about that.
You definitely probably should do something about that.
Looks like you're bleeding.
Now,
jump into double back. That's what I need.
Yes, indeed. Quite often, what might happen is you might roll for a sort of an NPC medic, but we happen to have a grizzled old Stitch right here aboard the Intrepid. So, Scott, if you would roll your doctrine here, and we'll see how well you can do to patch up old Jenksis.
Hello, hello, hello. All right, so here's the doctor. We'll see you now. This is risky standard?
Risky standard, basically, yeah.
You're a tough one.
4.
Now, 4 is a mixed success. In this case, we'll have you do one of two things. We can just sort of let it ride, and it will basically bump from a level 2 harm down to a level 1 harm.
Okay.
Meaning it'll be just sort of like your wounds. If you wish to pay one of your creds, you can essentially increase the effect. The outcome essentially too is if it were a full success, which means you'd get rid of all your harm altogether.
Oh, I think I'll just take it knocked down from level 2 to level 1. So I'll remove the shot in the chest at 2 and put chest wound as a 1.
Like recovering chest wound.
Recovering chest wound.
Yeah. Lesser harm. That's going to affect your effect when you want to do sort of physical things, I think. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. How is it that I train to get XP? I'm interested in that.
Okay.
Am I out of you turn? Can do we get? Does everybody get one?
We'll just do 2 at a time. Okay. Sort of do that. If you want to train, because it's pretty quick to train, you just sort of will mark an XP. But I will note that if you, because of what you have a ship that has a module on it that allows you to, when you train insight, you get 2 XP instead of 1.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. So otherwise you just say I train and you get 1 XP in your playbook or one of the other attributes.
Okay, but now I say I train and I get 2 because
if you do insight specifically.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So if I take the ship for a little drive around this space station.
I mean, there's like books or whatever modules in the ship that sort of help you figure out more. I can never remember what insight is. That's like a tune and stuff like that.
Or like a weight room or something on the ship. 0G weightlifting is good muscle training.
Well, yeah, it's good muscle training, but the insight is the doctors and the hack, rig, and study sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So it's a library of sorts.
I see. Okay, well, I'll do that for my second one.
Okay. You can spend a cred to have a third action if you wish, if you want to say do that again real quick.
Well, I only have 1 cred. Does that sound right?
Okay.
Probably.
I think so. This sort of go back to sort of, you know, John is asking me if you got paid. And I think you all did get paid, which is the reason why Ron has a cred. Because you don't start with anything normally.
Right.
You got 5 or 6 and you spread it around.
Okay. That must be
why
it is.
Have a couple of them. Yeah. So I think
I'm just not showing any cred on mine. That's why.
Oh, really now?
Yeah.
I have 2. I think we, I don't think we divvied them out evenly because we had an odd number.
Right.
Yeah. There were odd numbers.
But I
should have 2, I think.
Also, my stress is low. So I think this is an old.
That's weird.
I only have 3 stress, and I thought I had 6.
If I recall, John, you didn't get a cred the first time, but you did get the second one. The second
time. And I think John and I took 2 the second time.
Yeah, uh-huh. I think that's the case.
Okay.
That's interesting. We just had a minor foundry hiccup, it looks like.
When I spend a third cred, can I do one of the same things that I did before?
Yeah, you sure can. Yeah, you can train again. You can if you wanted to reindulge your, you know, advice again, if you had to.
Well, let me indulge my vice. My vice is luxury. So I take my, it's fairly straightforward, right? Where I just buy some of the, like, you know, nicest accoutrements, you know, some really solid shelves to display some of the beautiful things we took from that guy's fancy ship.
That's fair. I will tell you that since you only have three stress, that you have a minor danger of overindulging your vice.
Okay.
What's going to happen here is if you just want to click your vice, you're going to end up rolling what is essentially for you 1d6, and you're going to reduce that much stress.
Oh, I see.
So if you reduce, if you roll a 4, 5, or 6, then you have overindulged.
Oh, that's not likely. Let's see.
Up to you.
Alrighty. And I click on the word vice.
Just click on the word vice. It should roll your basically what it rolls is your lowest attribute.
I see. Oh, but that's four.
And there's the four.
That's one too many.
That's one too many. Well, you have overindulged, my friend. You go and you spend too much. I think it would be let me look at sort of the consequences of this as always. Just double check that. There's the things you can choose. You can reduce your stash by 4, or if you can't, the crew takes 2 debt. You can also be sort of maybe you're out there being braggadocious on the space station, increasing the heat on your crew. The other one is always getting lost, meaning you play another character. This is always the weirdest one in all the Forge in the Dark. I can also say there'll be a fourth mystery thing that I like to just sort of throw out there. Another complication, basically.
I will take the fourth mystery thing.
All right. Well, that means I got to roll a die.
Yeah. I mean, that can't possibly be bad, right?
Well, we'll see.
Oh,
we'll see,
sweet summer child.
We'll see what it is. So you're out there. So talk to me about how you're going out and indulging your luxury vice while I look this up.
Well, this is, I kind of can't shut up about it. I go around, I talk about all this fancy, you know, the gold-plated gewgaws that we picked up. You know, I'm smart enough not to say from whom we took them, but it's obviously somebody pretty important. Lean in, wink, wink. Somebody imperial, maybe. Lean in, wink, wink.
Did you take a bust of him?
And it's important to me that I be able to display a lot of this stuff really well. So I'll take whatever sort of, you know, silver trays or, you know, gold, gold shiny, like little, you know, those little like tiny spotlights they put over museum pieces and things like that.
Sure, yeah.
And if you don't have them, I'm just going to ask around this whole space station for anybody that does. So.
Okay.
That's what I'm looking for, and I'm not at all quiet about how I did it.
Fair enough. That does sort of lean more into the bragging about your exploits.
It kind of does. The big talk?
So, big talk.
Brag to the wrong people, gain +2 heat in the system. That actually leaned. That feels a lot.
I think that more is, yeah. We'll ignore that die roll because it didn't really work anyway.
Then let's,
but
let's
so we'll just say a little more heat.
+2 heat. Yep. Okay. But I do also clear all 3 of my stress, right?
Indeed. You clear all 3 of your stress.
Sweet. Well, that was worth it then.
Terrific. Who would like to go next?
Well, I could go next.
Okay.
I have got to blow off some steam. Man, I am a little stressed out here. So I'm going to find some gambling to do. Find a nice casino or something like that. And so we're just clicking on Vice, right?
Yep, click on Vice, and then I'll roll a thing, and we'll see how...
I didn't do that. It wants to add a Vice or something.
There's 2 spots on your sheet, I think. There's under the stress, there's the word Vice. You see that, Vice?
Oh, yeah, okay, I see.
Click on that button. Sorry, I forgot there was
that button. Okay, that's different. All right. No modifier, just a straight roll, right?
Yep.
Okay. And 5. That's going to help a lot.
All right. That's not an overindulgement for you?
No, it is not. I had 7.
That's fair.
Oh, my goodness.
Close.
I really needed to get rid of some.
Somehow, I don't know how you got so stressed out on that last mission. You were only floating in your floating in space.
It's stressful for him to be alone.
Yeah.
There, that should do that. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I've got another one. Oh, yes. I know.
No, yeah. I to was... remind you, you did create a schematic for.
That's
like,
exactly where I was going.
So, yeah, but you haven't built it yet.
No, so I could spend some time working on that.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay. How do I do that?
So it's going to be a rig roll. Yeah, basically to see how many. This is going to, I think, going to be another. We'll call this a six segment clock that you need to fill up to completely build it over the course of whatever, however many actions you end up taking. So
And I don't add anything to this either, right? Or do I? Okay. So here we go. That's a five and a six.
Oh, a six. Success. A success. Let me see. I believe a success on this is going to get you three.
Very nice.
Doesn't he get an extra for something when he does stuff?
Do you? Or is that for just studying things?
So we see. Here's when you work on a clock with rig or hack. Yes.
There you go. Yeah.
Plus one segment. Yes. So
all right, well,
four.
All right, we'll make this clock. We're going to call this. What was it? It was a transponder spoofer.
Spoofer is what we called it.
A spoofer.
Yeah.
Spoofer construction clock. We'll add that, and we will give that six segments. And you've done four. So you spend a couple hours, and in a whirlwind of construction, you manage to nearly complete it.
That's nice.
Great.
Now, if you have a cred, you could spend it to basically go, roll this roll again, almost guaranteeing that you will finish it now.
Right. I also have an ability. I'm not sure if this applies here. You get an extra downtime activity to repair, and the repair activity costs zero cred. Would that count for this?
The moment the ship is not busted up, so you don't need to repair.
So I don't need that. I don't want to spend the cred.
The ship also has two cred in it, basically, floating around that anyone could spend if they want.
Okay. You know what? I think I do want to spend the cred. I will go ahead and do it.
Why don't you spend a ship cred on the transponder since it's for the ship?
Oh, it is for the ship. Yeah, you're right.
Right.
Okay.
I'll do that.
So I will do another rig roll.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got another six.
All right, great. So you've basically maybe work overnight and finish it up.
And
it's So the ship has this transponder spoofer. It's in the fiction. It doesn't necessarily have to have stats exactly, but when you want to use it, you get to use it, and it'll either make a sway roll have a better effect because you're pretending to be someone else as a ship or something. Mm-hmm. But however you want to use it, you tell me when we're doing it.
Okay, but we have one.
But you have one.
That's great.
Make a note of it somewhere.
Sure.
On the ship. Write it on the ship.
That is a great place to make a note of it.
There's notes. I'll add it in here. Who's next?
Anybody? Anybody?
Anybody? Anybody?
Bueller? Yeah. I'll go.
Okay.
I'm a little stressed. Not as stressed as Duncan was, because obviously I wasn't on the ship that was detached there, but it was still a little, I got worked up a little bit there. So I need to unwind, and my vice is wine, women, and song.
Mm.
Not necessarily in that order.
Okay.
Sometimes I alternate, but I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
So that's why I was coming into this bar in the first place.
Right. Yeah.
And now I'm even more stressed from that. Should I add more?
No. Not yet.
All right. So I will attempt a vice roll.
All right. You do that. And
the base is 2d6, 2d8, 2d? What?
For you, yes, it is. So you're going to take the higher of the two, basically, on this one.
Why do I have two? Why?
Because you have at least one dot and two skills under each attribute.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
You rolled a six.
A six. All right. Is good.
Well.
Didn't you have six, you said, stress?
No. Yeah, I did, actually.
So then you have zero stress now. Okay. You went to the cantina, you got drunk,
You got dropped bit, the maybe? Exact perfect amount.
Exactly.
How much, do I take the last one out?
Same, you just hit the zero button.
I don't see a
if
zero
you hit
button.
The word stress, then it takes all your stress down to zero.
Ah, got it.
Stress button. Okay.
Okay.
Everything else has a little zero. But
that. Right. That's on the insights and prowess and resolve.
Yeah. Right. That one doesn't. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm feeling pretty good now.
Good.
All right.
I'll just leave it at that. But now I realized one of the things in that battle is we were in a scrap and I'm not really good at scrapping.
Yeah.
Okay.
So none of us really are. Except
I want to do a little bit of training and maybe I can get Jenkins there to work with me a little bit on board the ship. I know he's pretty good at scrapping.
Or that's not. You, Ron.
What's that?
That'd be you, Ron.
That's you, Ron.
You working with me on what?
I want to do some sparring. I want to get some training in.
Oh,
get
sure.
Better scrapping.
Oh, I'm happy to teach you how to throw some punches.
Yeah. So I'll throw a credit his way, for helping work with me on that.
All right.
Because I want to get. Well, I want to get two more.
You want to do two? You're going to get two XP.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fair enough. Because run free, and then, well, you got you go and you spend some cred on like some like fancy sparring gloves and whatnot to punch out with old Jinxes.
All right. Yeah. And I get a little bit better now. I get a dot. All
right.
From all that. So
already that's great.
All right. I can help out a little bit now. I'm not completely useless. Okay.
Cool.
Now I'm worn out, but I'm feeling good. It's a good workout.
All right. Scott, John, either one of you?
Hey, I'm ready to go.
All right.
I've got a shoulder wound I need to get rid of.
Looks like it's going to be also Scott. Again.
Just take a look at that now. You, shoulder, stomach, I think they're the same, right?
I have two of them, so just make one look like the other.
You have two stomachs?
You've seen him eat.
I do. I'm an omnivore.
I treated you exactly the same.
Four.
That's fine. That was a level one harm, so that's enough to delete that completely. You just get put a little ice pack on it or a heating pack. We give it some icy hot, rub it on there, and after a couple hours, it's feeling better.
Wow.
All that, and I just need an ice pack.
No, it's it's knowing where to apply it and how to apply it. So take two of these and call me in the afternoon because I ain't up in the morning.
All right. Well, that's awesome. And I think with my next action, I want to train. I've been putting more points toward resolve. I don't think at least my character has some desire to further those abilities, as well as, I think the group needs them as well.
Yeah, useful.
Okay, great.
So how many XP do I get for the training?
You get one point of XP for training.
Okay.
Every time you take a train action.
If it's insight,
yeah, you get... Right.
Got it. All right.
Can we get something that helps boost resolve or prowess if we wanted?
You sure can. That is a ship advancement for when the ship gets enough XP to level up.
Nice.
How do we give the ship XP? Does that happen automatically?
The ship gets XP the same time you
are. I see.
XP.
Okay.
Ooh, that's good.
After this job, well, the next job, you suspect that you might be able to get a little something for the ship.
That'd be kind of nice.
That would be, yeah.
The ship feels good about that.
the ship's loving it. All right, then. I think we're on to Bri. Scott, what's Bri up to?
Yeah, so he has four stress. I think he probably wants to lower that a little bit.
Okay.
And I guess the way it works is I eliminate whatever the dice is, but if it's over,
you're going to overindulge.
What I have, right. Then you overindulge. Yeah. So it's like
if you roll a five or a six on whatever this, well, for you, it's still going to be one.
It's a chance, but And that's not a good thing, then.
I mean, you haven't rolled a 5 or a 6 yet today, so.
Yeah, but I did a lot last. Exactly. Yeah, debate.
But then having 4 stress is you know,
kind of iffy.
Iffy, yeah.
Yeah, because it's like some of my abilities I spend stress on to use stuff. So, yeah. So his vice is a bit weird. But he is very into the way. And mm-hmm. so he is basically taking this opportunity to study as closely as he can a recent way person that he discovered in his group.
Mm-hmm. Right, Trail.
Right, exactly. So just kind of either outwardly if they're amenable to it or clandestinely if they're not. So trying to pick up on the vibes and observe and maybe talk through some things and find out some things. So here we go. One vice roll coming up.
We'll see this as a flashback later on for when Tim is actually here, maybe.
Yeah.
That he can say it with it. Well, there you go.
I'm covering it. So well, that only gets stress. Rid of one?
At least you don't yep. overindulge.
Well, I know, but, whatever. Okay, so that drops at 1, and then I've got another action or another thing I can do, right? We get 2.
Yeah, you get 2
spend
actions.
My cred you could, if I want to.
Yeah, and you can spend your cred to do a 3rd one. You could indulge your vice again if you want to try to clear a little more stress, get a little closer to overindulging there with a 3, yeah, 50-50 chance, or get some XP, I think, study something, do it as a long-term project.
And heat, I think, works as
heat is kind of a picture a little bit like a GTA Grand Theft Auto style meter, yeah, that fills up. And once it fills, it's basically like bad XP that you don't want,
right?
Because once it fills up this bar, you get a wanted level. And the wanted level can affect things narratively, but also it affects things when the complications in between jobs, what table I roll on, basically.
Sure. And as far mm-hmm. as like lowering heat, that's just a
downtime activity you can take,
a thing we can do, and then it just
yep.
there's it just no lowers it. Yeah, it just lowers it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's gonna spend some time, I think, doing that, sort of diverting some of the rumors that have accumulated.
Okay, great. So that'll basically sort of reduce it, the heat by 2.
Okay, good. And then I do have a cred I could spend.
Sure thing.
Which lets me do another thing if I want. I'm going to hold on to it for now, I think.
That's fair. Let me just sort of ticking off some heat and reducing it. Great. Cool. So that's everybody. You guys spend maybe a day or so sort of getting the ship prepared and indulging your vices and so forth and so on. Mm-hmm. And when you're thinking about getting ready to leave.
Head back off. Follow the directions we've been given.
Yes, but before you can blast off on the Intrepid, Zeke spot sort of Nox, Threska, and 2 Gamorreans flanking him come up the causeway of the space station, essentially blocking your way to the spaceports, the docks area of the space station.
Mm.
And he catches your eye with his big Rhodian eyes, and says, kind of waves you over to a sort of a secluded corner, not quite an alleyway, but not in any shops or anything.
Sure, certainly. I'll just be a minute, and I'll go ahead and go over with him.
I remember what I taught you. Quick left, and then a bigger right.
The Gamorreans kind of take a guard stance sort of at the mouth of this alley, and the 2 of them put a head back there, and Nox says, "Well, Zeke, I've gotten some words from the Citadel, and while they're not happy with you, they're willing to overlook what you've done if you do us all another favor.
Certainly worth discussing, yes.
Mm-hmm. I have some different cargo that needs to be moved to a station, an asteroid base, not too far from here. One would say this is a quite simple job. Again, no peeking at the cargo. Let's see. This is a, well, could, you know, well, this is a bit of a test of your fortitude.
Oh, I'm glad it's not my resolve, because I'm
a test of your restraint.
Of my restraint. Oh, and what is the timeline for this particular test that you need?
Oh, the Citadel would like it to be moved right away. It's not too far away from the space station here. It's just a few short hyperspace jump to the asteroid belt, in which the base is hidden.
Yeah, I understand that. You know, we've been under a little bit of heat, our crew here. I'm a little leery about staying out too long in any open lanes here before we kind of get ourselves disappeared. Also concerned a little bit about what to say if we get stopped during this time period.
Oh, I don't think you'll be stopped. This is a quite remote location. Not on any space lanes, so to speak.
Understood, but we still got to go through them to get there.
I know you. I think you have some of your ways. Well, is that true? You're always such a good smuggler, Zeke.
Yeah, part of a crew here now, and, you know, it's going to be getting them up to speed on things more than anything else. You know how it is. New folks.
Of course.
New things. Folks. New ship. Mm-hmm. All right. I think we can take a look at that. Where do we pick up this cargo?
Oh, I have it loaded onto your ship already.
Yes. Okay. All right. It's already down in one of the bays, smuggler bays.
Offer you couldn't refuse.
Yeah, that's correct.
Anything special we need to know about this cargo?
Don't look into it. Do not open the boxes.
Oh, multiple boxes.
Multiple boxes this time. Make sure none of your new crew opens the boxes either.
All right, well, I'll let them know.
And when you get to the coordinates, the asteroid base is going to want to know that you're there. They keep themselves hidden away for their own secretive purposes. You're going to take this beacon program, and he hands you sort of a small box with a button on it. You're just going to go ahead and ring the doorbell, so to speak. And then they'll know that you're there and that you're on the up and up and there to deliver what they've asked for. And then they'll pay you once you get there.
This is a narrowband transponder, I hope. I don't want to be broadcasting everybody.
Yes, narrowband transponder with a very encrypted frequency.
Okay, excellent. All right, we'll get her done. I'll take
the Citadel thanks you.
And just, fine, and just head on out.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
All right. Crew, we got a little bit of a side job I'll tell you about once we get to the ship.
Okay.
Nox and the Gamorreans sort of watch you go as you head
to the
docks.
All right. I'll go ahead and explain to everybody kind of the situation here. I hadn't been maybe perfectly clear on my past and why I had decided to sign up with this goon in the first place. And so now you kind of know, kind of on the run from the Citadel here, and they come to collect. And that collection, they said, is a simple job. Never turns out quite so simple. But they did say, cargo's in the bay. Don't look at it. Go to these coordinates. Push the green button. They'll collect. We're on our way. Shouldn't take us more than maybe a couple hours out of our way to where we're going. So,
Well, that seems super easy. I see no reason not to do it.
All right. Excellent. I appreciate
there's no
you.
Way it no can go wrong.
No apparent downside.
Nothing could go wrong.
Yeah. And we'll get paid, obviously, for this trip as well.
Great. What's in the boxes?
Oh, we're going to look, aren't we?
No, we're not going to look. I suggest not. That's what got me in trouble last time.
It's tempted to have BC come up carrying a box saying, hey, what's this stuff? I'll just get in
somebody,
there.
Somebody put this stuff on our ship. What is it?
Well, you head into the Intrepid, and indeed in the Intrepid's cargo hold, there are 8 cubical boxes, about 3 feet on a side, right? Steel, basically, lined, whatnot. It does look like that each of them has a small amount of, like an electronic lock on them. That has a green flashing light. But other than that, there's no markings, no real indication of what's inside, and they're just sort of none of them are stacked on top of each other. It's just sort of 8 boxes.
Yeah.
On the cargo hold floor.
Should be fine. Green's for good, right?
So this is not in our smuggler's cargo hold. This is normal cargo hold.
No. It seems like, yeah, it's your normal cargo. It doesn't look like you'd have, these are probably
room for this
all together. Yeah, they would be too big to fit into the smuggler's hold.
All right.
Do we know there's not people in them? Last time, didn't they have you shipping people?
I don't know what's in them.
Should we check and make sure it's not people?
I don't think so. This is 8 times the trouble that I was in. And I'm in big trouble already. I don't think they would do that again.
We'll say to John that you were basically shipping an almost like coffin sized box. These are cubical. If someone's in there, they're definitely like they'd have to be sort of bunched up a little bit, or maybe an Ewok lying down, right? But for the most part, you know, they don't look like they're like designed to carry people.
Yeah, and this, you know, the mechanism they got on there, it's going to send a signal as soon as it's opened up. Can't open them up.
Let me just knock on one and see if anybody knocks back. Clonk, 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 clonk. And I listen.
Nothing. It's like maybe a sort of an electronic hum, but.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like anybody's in there.
Yeah. We just got to leave it as is.
Okay.
I think it's going to be okay. Trust me.
Do you want to cover them up or camouflage them or anything like that?
Well,
you know, can make them look like something else.
Just in case like we get cargo. Boarded. What do you think? What are you thinking there, Duncan?
I don't know. Just if we had some other crates, we could kind of stack around them so that they don't just look like in the middle of the cargo hold. These are the things we're carrying.
Yeah, I think we might have something in here. Some dunnage from securing stuff before.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Throw a couple tarps over them, strap it in.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
Have them hang out with the rest of our supplies for travel, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so you maybe, you know, have some empty crates or can easily pick some up at the space station. You said, yeah, throw some. Are you throwing tarps over the whole lot of crates or just sort of the special ones?
I think the whole lot.
Okay, fair enough. So you just sort of look like you have a big bunch of cargo, right?
Yeah.
You know, with some tarps and some of that sort of like cargo netting to make sure that it doesn't slide around.
Sure. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
And all that turbulence. Right. Great. Strapped in, all great and good. Anything else anybody wants to do while they're here on the space station before we head on out?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Do we got to do a loadout here?
Yeah, everyone pick your loadout at this point, and we're going to do an engagement roll. So the question being is sort of what kind of approach do you take to this relatively straightforward sounding job?
I'm going to choose a normal loadout. I think it's we're not trying to be too secretive as we're traveling. And
yeah, that makes sense.
What's the drawback of a heavy loadout?
A heavy loadout is it looks like you're there for, you're going for something. Trouble. Looks like you're about to make trouble.
Like you got duffel bags full of machine guns or whatever.
Exactly. Right.
You're geared up.
Okay.
Maybe that means you have, you know, maybe because I'm not sure about the muscle class, but like how much armor you might have. You might have like big, huge armor on. Obviously, we don't know what it is until you use what you've done right. until you use it.
But it gives you space sort of for just, armor and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, so. Space for lots of other big guns. Yeah, basically draws attention. If you're walking around the a normal Coruscant street, people would be like, "What's that guy up to? He's carrying a lot of stuff."
All right. Well, I am up to something. I'm taking a heavy loadout.
All right, to something. All right. Let's take a look at the approach you all want to take. These six, and I think this one might lend itself to one of them in particular, but assault, deception, infiltration, mystical, social, or transport.
Transport run?
I think it feels like transport to me.
It does. That's what I would sort of lean towards if I had to.